Hello, everyone, and welcome to Devotional Life with Paul
and Jeannie.
We're so glad you joined with us today in this devotional time to the Lord. We kind of let go of the rest of the world and take hold of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, of His Word and all that it might teach us and show us today. So, Jeannie, where are we in this continuing saga of Joseph?
Well, our last time together, we left off with Mrs. P making eyes at Joey.
Okay. Yeah. Potiphar's wife.
Yeah. And that he told her, how could I do this thing, this wicked thing against my God? So we talked about that quite a bit.
He had the right perspective, didn't he?
Right. That he answered to God and that it was more important that he kept right with God than it was even with her or his boss or anybody else.
Yes.
And we talked a little bit about David did the same. So, yeah, that we all need to have that fear of God on us and yes. also love for God that we wouldn't want to sin against him first.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So now we're still in chapter Genesis 39. Now we're going to start with verse 10 and 11. It says, "So it was, as she, Mrs. P, spoke to Joseph day by day, that he did not heed her to lie with her or to be with her." 11. But it happened about this time when Joseph went into the house to do his work, and none of the men of the house were inside, that she caught him by his garment, saying, "Lie with me." But he left his garment in her hand, and he fled and ran outside.
Wow. Talk about persistent.
Yeah, it's the first thing I saw in there was that she was day after day after day.
Just hounding this guy.
It wasn't just this one-time flirtation. She was on a trail, and she was going to figure out how to make this happen, and she wasn't letting up. So you can assume that Joseph went home at night and laid his head on the pillow and he was, "Lord, what do I do with this? This is a really awkward situation." And, you know, he was about 27 years old at this time. Mm-hmm. And I'm sure it was a temptation, you know. So he had all those hormones going. And
for her, she wants to be in charge.
Yeah.
She doesn't want to be rejected. How dare somebody reject me?
Right.
You know, so the whole thing's ugly.
The whole thing was very ugly. And we know that, you know, giving in to the desires of the flesh is always encouraged by behind the scenes by the enemy.
Yes.
So he's thinking once again.
Sure. If I can get Joseph to sin, then he won't be effective for God.
Right.
Yeah. Same thing that he tries on each one of us.
On each one of us.
Take us out of the game one way or another. Game.
Right, because he knew about the dream. I mean, he heard what Joseph shared, that he'd had this dream, that God was going to use him. Even though Satan can't read into the future, he can certainly read the signs.
Yes.
So he had him pegged. He was on a mission to try to, you know, if he couldn't stop the advancement, then he wanted to do foul play to get Joseph to, like you said, disqualify himself.
Right, and he'll do that to you, and he'll do that to me, and everybody listening.
Right. So it said, but it happened about this time. So there was a certain time it happened. You know, mm-hmm. she planned it out that Joseph went into the house and poor guy, don't you just feel sorry for him?
I do.
That it was so set up and none of the men in the house were inside. She probably sent them all away and gave them all chores to do and get out so she'd make sure there was nobody in there.
Yeah.
And then she caught him. She actually grabbed him. Mm. And so this was a lot more demanding and forceful. It wasn't just little words of flirtation.
Yeah, you're going to do what I say.
Yeah, yeah. And then lie with me. And then this is his reaction. But he left his garment in her hand, and he fled and ran outside.
So she's literally tearing his clothes off.
Yeah, right, right. And that's what they wore, cloaks. So he's probably just had his underwear underneath or something. I don't know exactly how they were dressed back then.
It was Egyptian cotton, by the way.
Yeah. Okay. You know, I just saw some sheets that were that.
Did you?
Yeah.
They're expensive, aren't they?
They're very expensive, but they breathe, and so you don't get all sweaty like those polyester sheets.
All right, back to Joseph.
But his reaction was to run. So he ran. And so
yeah,
I'd
and you know what? I didn't mean to interrupt you. Did I interrupt you?
I was just going to read some verses, but go ahead.
I just want to say right off, his reaction was to run.
Mm-hmm.
That was very godly.
And very brave.
Yes.
Yeah.
But I just want to encourage everybody, with that temptation, you're A-okay to turn and flee.
Right.
Run.
Get out of there.
Get out of there. Right. What are you doing there?
Right. Yeah. Don't try to talk yourself out of it or the other person anymore. He did that with her over and over and over, and she knew where he stood. So that wasn't going to go anywhere. So he had to remove himself from it.
Run for your life, your spiritual life.
1 Corinthians 6:18 says, flee sexual immorality.
Yeah, there it is.
And 2 Timothy 2:22 says, flee youthful lust. But
yeah, and youthful lust can hit a youth or an older person. It's youthful lust, but it's not age specific.
Okay.
Just wanted to say that.
Okay. But pursue righteousness, faith, love, peace, and those who call on the Lord out of a pure heart.
Yeah, so this is balance. Wonderful because it takes your focus, so you're maybe focused on some sin
that you shouldn't do.
Yeah.
And you're trying to get away from.
Yeah. So what you do is you lock into what you should do. Switch your focus. That's almost like a repentance turn, U-turn.
Right. And so you're not just thinking, don't think about the elephant. You're actually, it says pursue. That means go after.
Goodness, now I'm thinking about an elephant.
No, don't think about elephants. Okay. Think about pursuing righteousness.
Yes.
Pursuing faith, pursuing love, pursuing peace.
Nothing but
and
good.
A call on the Lord with a pure heart.
Yeah. Oh, there it is.
So that's what you fill that vacuum up with.
Yes.
And you need to remove yourself and spend some alone time with the Lord. And let him help sort those feelings and emotions and thoughts and be able to stand up against the enemy and your own stinking flesh.
Let me just make a cultural statement right now because of all the, online that we have come into. And it is such a temptation for the youth.
It's insidious.
It's insidious because they have no business learning about these things.
On the
at
playground.
Such an early age, they have no business. I even
being
heard somebody being interviewed the other day, and they were talking about pre-teens being able to make a decision about whether they want to be a boy or a girl. And it's like, what are you doing putting these thoughts into their minds? And our youth at any age, if they can get a hold of a phone, then they can look at anything. We have to be vigilant as parents.
Right. And then one more verse I have, 1 Corinthians 10:13. It says, no temptation has overtaken you except such as common to man. But God is faithful, who will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you're able, but with the temptation will also make the way of escape, that you may be able to bear it.
So don't make any excuses. Take the escape.
Take the escape.
And I believe it's totally valid for anybody being tempted in any area to claim that verse and to say, Lord, where's my escape hatch?
Right.
Because I'm ready to blow the cover on this escape hatch and get out of here.
Right.
Amen. Okay. Well, I was getting all riled up there.
Yeah.
Lord, thank you for today. Thank you for my brothers and sisters. We all fall under various temptations, but Lord, you're the one who provides the way of escape, whether it's to turn and run or to stand strong and resist. You are the one that will show us that path. Bless my brothers and sisters. Encourage their hearts today. Bring us back together again for the next devotional lesson. We pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Hello, and welcome to Devotional Life with Paul
and Jeannie.
And we're glad you're here today. It's a beautiful day, another time in which we can set aside to be with the Lord and be with each other and put our hearts and minds on the things of God. How cool is that? So, where are we?